If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, this is Jonquez Hunter. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by the Trash Man and Cody Carpentier as we have more news coming out of camps. We're getting the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft cheat sheets updated in real time right now, testing the Superflex cheat sheet version 3.0. We have now version 2.0 of the standard and half point PPR cheat sheet that went up yesterday, as well as the PPR version 4.0, where we ran some simulations yesterday. Let's run some Superflex simulations here today, guys. And just as a reminder, we're just testing it. We do it every single day. We run hundreds of tests on these every day. We want to make sure that you are the most up to date whenever you have to use these for your drafts. We know that some of you have drafts this weekend, so rest assured, we're staying on top of the news. We're staying on top of shifting ADPs. We are making sure that you are taking value at every turn in your fantasy football draft by following the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper. Three simple rules. As long as you don't break the rules, you're going to have a draft where you don't panic. You're gonna have a draft. It's just like you got Trash Man on one shoulder, me on one shoulder, Cody hanging out of your front pocket right over here telling you what to do. It's a big pocket, admittedly, with the Roster Watch cheat sheet, only at rosterwatch.com. All right, a couple of things, guys, just to get into here before we test out this Superflex sheet and flesh out some of the things that we might need to do with updating it to this new version 3.0 from version 2.3. James Cook's hold-in is over. We got breaking news overnight that the two-time Pro Bowler and running back for the Buffalo Bills has agreed to a four-year, $48 million contract extension with $30 million guaranteed. So I guess we might have lost Cody. Trash Man, your thoughts?
James fell out of the pocket.
I thought the pocket was a big one.
Not big enough.
Your immediate thoughts. I have noticed that we were starting to get a little bit more James Cook in our simulations, and I think people began to get a little bit worried about this whole situation. People were worried.
I was never worried. I've always been on Team Cook. I always knew this was going to happen. Everybody's talking like, oh, what's going to James Cook? He's not even worth it. And like, James Cook is the brother of Dalvin Cook, and he might be better.
Whoa, might be better.
Well, I think that there's a little bit of recency bias that creeps in whenever we had the dead-legged corpse of Dalvin Cook these last couple of times that we've seen him. You forget.
Dalvin Cook was generationally better
than Dalvin. It is to hide the height of his powers is cockamamie, dude.
I think James Cook is more multifaceted, though.
I mean, they ran the hell out of the screen game in Minnesota with Dalvin Cook, and there was –
Dalvin Cook is like the picture of multifaceted.
Dude, there was I grew up watching Adrian Peterson. He was scored 109 touchdowns in his career. Dalvin Cook was a better touchdown scorer than was Adrian Peterson. You get down to the five, and he would somehow slither his way in every single time.
Either way, the pedigree is there. I mean, people are talking about James Cook like he didn't help out the Bills, or he's interchangeable. You know, he could put somebody else in there. He's a good player, and they paid him like he is.
I think you could – at a certain point, I think he's kind of at the threshold of talent at the running back position that you could say – you could plug a Kareem Hunt in there, and a Kareem Hunt could give you,
Hunt's a great running back, or was.
It was, but I'm saying, like, that's the threshold of saying, like, I think you could, you know, let James Cook walk, and you could bring in a Kareem Hunt type and still get adequate output from a guy like
that. I don't think that Kareem Hunt is the exact one that you want to use there for that. I think
that's not the point.
I understand what you're saying, but
the point is, like, you can tear down.
You're talking about his value over replacement, but I don't think that Kareem Hunt is the proper example for, like, the replacement level runner. I think the Kareem Hunt at this current iteration of Kareem Hunt is sub replacement level.
I disagree with that. I think Kareem Hunt in Buffalo would be just A-okay fine.
Well, you're talking
about a step up from Kyron Williams' deal. You're talking about tying Josh Jacobs' contract 4 years, $48 million. You're talking about only his guaranteed money.
I'm not saying that I love the contract. I'm just saying that Kareem Hunt is sub replacement level. If we're just talking about pure VOR.
Hey, in this economy, I don't even know if that's more money than – I mean, if that is Josh Jacobs' money.
It's the same exact deal. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the same deal, but it's more guarantees for Cook.
So I think why with this certainty, I think he just becomes a little bit safer feeling, you know, fourth round pick, RB2, or maybe just something if you start out with maybe elite tight end and go two wide receivers as your RB1. I think it's fine because you look at the Buffalo Bills, the highest average implied team total of anybody. You just look at their first implied team totals for their first 4 weeks of the season, 26.5, 26.5, 28.5, 29.5, 27.5.
Who's going to be scoring points for them?
What?
Who else is going to be scoring points? They got garbage as receivers.
I wouldn't call them all garbage.
Didn't you just get done?
One of the most lackluster. They have arguably the most lackluster receiving core in the league. Where are these points going to be coming from?
Well, I mean, as a group, they're not terribly strong. And yeah, who got a bigger deal on an average per year basis between, speaking of Bills wide receivers, between Khalil Shakir and James Cook?
Oh, I think Cook got a bigger deal.
Doesn't it feel like Shakir got like 11 or 12 million a year too?
Shakir, he got 13.2. Yeah, 4 years, 54. 4 years, 53.
So they're paying Khalil Shakir more than James Cook. I think that James Cook's more important to that offense.
Hey, James Cook, it looks like a deal now.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, still not as much money as Dalvin Cook got in his big deal.
Because he's not Dalvin, dude. So more Chase Brown propaganda from his offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher. I was reading this on NFL.com today. He said that he told the Associated Press, "I believe Chase Brown's a top 10 back in the league. Certainly, you don't want to burn the guy out. You also want to make sure your explosive players are on the field and ready to touch the ball as many times as possible." So more Chase Brown stuff from his offensive coordinator, the same one who said that he's going to be a household name by the end of the season, the same that said that he is prime Austin Ekeler. And now he's saying, look, you don't want to burn your guys out, but he's one of our most explosive players, and you want him on the field as much as possible.
Chase Brown isn't as good as James Cook.
Cap.
Okay. James Brown's not as good as Chase. Wait.
The Godfather of Soul?
Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. Chase, you're saying Chase Brown's better than James Cook?
No, I'm saying he's not. Cody is.
Trashman just said that James Cook.
I would take Chase Brown over James Cook.
Really? And in our evaluation process, is this would never have This is never a bellwether.
You have to learn as you go, man.
James Cook has been a good running back.
The thing is, Chase Brown can catch, dude.
Say it.
He's a multi.
We knew Chase Brown could catch. That wasn't the deal.
We didn't know if he could tie his shoes and walk, but we found out.
It was not whether Chase Brown could catch. It was whether he could do anything else but catch.
Well, I mean, I just think if you just look at it with James Cook, what 38 targets last year versus what did Chase Brown have? 65, like almost double the targets. It's like in PPR, I'm like, there's no way similarly.
I'm talking about talent wise.
I'm
talking about fantasy football, and I'm taking Chase Brown over James Cook in 2025. Well, 10 times out of 10.
So his ADP, Kyron's ADP is 24. Chase Brown's is 27. James Cook is 31 right now in PPR. Who's trash man taking? Take into account the pick.
Who are they?
Kyron is 24, so right at the end of the second, 2-3 turn. Chase Brown's 27, three picks later. Cook is 31, four picks later. So he's more towards the end of the third.
I'll take Cook. Give me this offense with these projected point totals that are, I'm guessing they're higher than either of those teams.
Well, yeah. It's the highest in the league.
Give me the running back on that team.
It's not a monumental difference, but it is. So Cincinnati,
give me the running back that I can get later on a better offense. Like,
what if they were all available to you in a vacuum?
Well, they're not. They're not gonna be.
Yeah, you're picking 26th overall.
You're gonna reach for James Cook. Or you're gonna take Kyron.
I don't know. In a full PPR league.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll take James Cook.
And that's why you do not make the cheat sheet at rosterwatch.com, because you do not understand leveraging ADP at every possible turn.
Okay, I understand getting a running back who's on a better offense.
Guys, trash man has nothing to do with the cheat sheets.
Well, that Cincinnati offense, pretty damn good. Going to score a lot of points.
24.5 average implied per game. So basically you're saying if the other team were going to play up to their standards, that's a 50-point total week after week. Now, it's not going to be like that, right? They're big favorites in a lot of games. But that being said, they're both those guys are in really good spots.
Hey, we'll see what the trash man ends up like at the end of the season. That's the only thing I worry about.
We have Najee Harris that ran and participated in drills not in football drills, but ran and participated in drills on Tuesday with a football for the first time in camp. So for the first time, he's not wearing his hood and his glasses. He's walking around, and he's not just walking around the practice field on the track. He's actually held a football in his hands, which represents some kind of upgrade in his status. They asked Greg Roman, what if he's not going to be able to go in week one? He said that there will be rotation no matter what happens. This talks about Omari and Hampton, right? He says the day of the one running back taking every rep, it's kind of gone the way of the prehistoric creatures. And to me, people were like, wow, it's going to be a committee. I thought two things when I heard that. I go, well, for one, of course, every coach is going to say that it's a committee. Every coach says it. They just say it, right? Optimally, I think every coach would like to have some kind of committee. Keep your guy fresh, yada, 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 right? It kind of is the new way of the league. It's like, yeah, you know, of course. The other thing is, what are we talking here? You really just gonna be dying to platoon Omari and Hampton with Hassan Haskins or Kamani Vidal or Nyheim Hines? I don't know.
First off, two things. One, of course they're gonna rotate, but they didn't say it's gonna be a 60-40 rotation. They just said, oh yeah, the way of the one running back taking every carry has never been a thing ever. That one running back is taking every carry. So if you want to really, you know, dumb it down, of course there's going to be another running back in the conversation, maybe two that come in and give him a breather, come in for third down, do the Kamani Vidal. Like, of course. But there's no way in hell that they're going to run the same split that they would have with Najee and Omarion with Omarion and Raheem Sanders or Omarion and Jarrett Patterson or Haskins or whoever. That's zero. Dumb. Especially if they know, like, oh, we're maybe going to get Najee in week three. I think they'll probably believe in Omari and, you know, upwards of 75% opportunity share in that first week. And secondly, I love the note that Najee's running around with a football, but is anybody behind him watching to see if he was running sideways by chance?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not putting anything out there, but like, I feel awful for the guy. I want Omari and Hampton to get opportunities, but I hope that Najee Harris is fine. The guy's got to, he's got to feel terrible. He's like,
of course,
man, I made such a bad mistake. You know, you guys, like, I was talking with my, you know, I'm not going to say what my neighbor said, but my neighbor is a, and Cody knows him. He's a, what's it called?
Optometrist.
Yeah. An optometrist. And he was saying that he's got some concerns, you know, about just how long this has taken, you know? But mainly he was just saying, and Cody will tell you this too, just like a PSA to everybody out there, man, but be careful with these fireworks on the 4th of July. Like, make sure you're qualified to shoot them off. And certainly, man, like, don't do it when you're hammered or drunk. And I'm not saying that Najee was, but I know growing up, I did so much stupid stuff. There's probably times when I did stupid fireworks stuff that could have got me in just the same
spot. Probably shouldn't be alive.
Like, I mean, you got to be careful. And so I feel Najee's just got to be saying, man, what a mistake. Like, this, how stupid was that?
Well, at least he didn't blow any fingers off.
I've seen a couple of those.
I mean, I'd almost rather lose a finger than, you know, have a really messed up eye.
I just don't do it at all. Pisses me off, man. My dogs, people doing fireworks in the cul-de-sac. My dog is just going haywire in my house.
All right.
By the way, I'm going back to this. James Cook, 18 touches to Chase Brown's 11 last season. Get out of my face with that. James Cook.
Who gave the trash can red 40 this morning?
James Cook. I had 10 fewer points than Kyron Williams on almost 100 fewer touches. Kyron Williams, do you think he's going to touch the ball 400 times again this season?
Well, he's had almost the highest opportunity share in the sport.
You know, it's not going to happen. Y'all, I'm just saying, James Cook is better than y'all giving him credit for in this offense.
I think that James Cook's a great fourth-round pick. I'm not taking him in the third round. There are too many, like, awesome receivers and stuff that I take in those spots. And I take Chase Brown in the third round, and I hope I get James Cook in the fourth. That's how you leverage ADP, right? You get them both. That's how the cheat sheet works.
No, I'm not taking a running back in the third round.
Okay. Well, then you're not getting James Cook.
Yes, I am.
You can still get James Cook in the fourth.
Exactly. I'll take him in the first round.
I'm getting back. Him in the fourth in PPR.
His ADP is 31 right now.
You're running back. You're
only going to go up from here,
baby.
I've been taking him in the fourth all morning in simulations, and it could change, but I've been getting him
by Friday. You won't be getting
the only way I'll take him is if he falls to the fourth. So it's like, whether we need to adjust it, that's what we do. And we can look into that. All right. Also for the Chargers, Ladd McConkey, just don't know if you guys have a take on this, but I've been a little bit worried about the nebulous nature of his injury. He went on with, I forgot the lady from NFL Network when they were at Chargers camp, and he wouldn't even disclose what the actual injury was. Nobody will. Harbaugh doesn't give preseason injury reports. And so I'm like, I was a little bit worried about Ladd, because here's the thing about Ladd. And if you guys had a little bit of a concern about two things here, one, the fact that he was always injured in college. Two, he's come into this season with a nebulous injury that he came back from and participated in team drills yesterday. So we have that kind of knocked out, right? It looks like he's in a good spot now. But then Keenan Allen coming back, is he going to just take up? I think Keenan Allen could be cooked, but does he hurt him? Does he hurt Ladd McConkey's optimal usage, which I certainly see is out of the slot?
Well, because Ladd McConkey, we're expecting him to catch a lot of balls. That's kind of where we're making hay on McConkey. He's not really a big play guy.
Well, he gets the ball. You get the ball in Ladd's hands.
He can do some yards after catch stuff, but that's not. We're relying on the volume, and like Keenan Allen, I think definitely eats into that.
I would say
they play over the same part of the field too.
My bad. Go ahead. I would just say this: he had 120 targets last year, and everyone thought he stunk. And I still don't think he's great, but I think there's a role for Keenan Allen on that offense, and it's I don't think it's going to eat into Ladd. Alec Insdorf, who covers the Chargers for Bolt Breakdown, said that Ladd, I don't know if Ladd had an availability or what, but Ladd said, I've proven I can play outside and inside. I don't know where the slot stereotype comes from. Well, I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from college.
Yeah.
Mr. Ladd. But I don't think the Keenan Allen thing hurts Ladd as much as it might just be the fact that they don't have full belief in Trey Harris, Lambert Smith, Quentin Johnston, things of this nature, and they don't really have a tight end of you know, real belief. Tyler Conklin's there, but how do you know?
You don't think it eats into the already kind of small red zone presence that McConkey has?
Yeah, I think the red zone, to the red zone a little bit. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Keenan's got, he's did 14 touchdowns the last two seasons, you know, being, you know, at 30, what the hell is he now? 33, he was 32 last year. Like, of course it's going to bite in a little bit to that red zone area, but so is having Najee and Omarion.
All right, what about this? Kenneth Walker went back at practice on Tuesday. McDonald saying, look, we have a plan for Ken. This is seemingly part of the plan. Maybe the him missing practice wasn't due to the fact that that his foot kind of recropped up with something or anything like that, but it's due to the fact that he's being managed because he's always been so injured. We were talking about it yesterday, Cody, where we were a little bit hesitant with him. Does him being back to full speed in practice Tuesday make you less nervous about Ken Walker?
I mean, less nervous? No. I mean, history and trends will just forever keep you nervous. You go back to 2021, he had a pedal injury. 2022, he had three injuries, including a pedal injury. 2023, abdominal and groin. 2024, pedal, calf, and abdominal. When I say pedal is foot or ankle. And then this one is now August in the early part of the season, another pedal injury. It's like his foot hurts and he hasn't done anything yet. So like I'm below consensus on Ken Walker. You know, I'm taking James Conner, I'm taking Montgomery, taking Harvey, taking guys like this in terms of having to take a Ken Walker in an offense that, you know, as much as I kind of tend to believe in Jaxon Smith-Njigba a little bit, I'm even a little hesitant in that. Moved him down in Dynasty. I've moved him down in the half sheet. Sounds like Torrey Horton's out playing Marquez Valdes-Scantling right now, which as much as I love Horton, that has to be a detriment to the offense overall. And we haven't heard much of anything out of Sam Darnold this camp so far. So I'm not sure what to think about this offense, period, let alone an already injured Ken Walker.
Hey, give me some Zach Charbonnet exposure.
He's not that cheap.
What about Martinez? Is it too maniacal to say what about Martinez? Like in the last, not even drafting him, but like just keeping an eye on him and just staying away from the first two.
No, I don't. I've never been as big on Damian Martinez as you've been, Cody. But I don't know. I kind of just want to take Ken. I kind of like Ken Walker if he falls to the fifth round and stuff. The thing that I hate about taking Ken Walker if he falls in the fifth round is that sometimes takes me out of the. Sometimes takes me out of the Travion Williams sweepstakes.
Henderson, yes.
I mean, what did I say? Travion Henderson
sweepstakes. We're not drafting Travion Williams anywhere.
Yeah, because Travion, God, man, we've been doing this for 15 years now. You get the names mixed up. But then again, you know, it's like one of the reasons why the cheat sheet works so well is because sometimes if you're forced to maybe take a Ken Walker there, then it could be the fact that you end up getting value on Travion if he falls to the, you know, the six, you know, whatever, 607, something like that. So the
zero RB approach, I think maybe, you know.
You could have a nuclear team if you go zero RB and you get your RB1 to be Ken Walker and he somehow stays healthy and you get all the receiving work out of him and he's just he goes on to do what some people think he's going to do this year, where it's like the fully unleashed. We have a plan for Ken. We're going to make him healthy. We're going to play defense. We're going to pound the rock. We're going to run it with our guy. And if you get that run out and you've built a super team around him, you could be going absolutely nuclear by midseason and just dominating. So that's the upside kind of bull case for that. Do you guys want to run some super flex sims and just see how this thing's running? Again, guys, we're doing this live. This is the ultimate draft cheat sheet at Roster Watch. I'm just starting with the super flex update. I've made a couple of kind of eyeball updates, but I don't know if these things are going to be falling the exact way that I want them falling right now. As far as from a roster build standpoint, I think it'll be close. But the reason why we're doing it here is because like we always say, there's only enough hours in the day. It's like, as long as I'm here with these guys, I like to get their feedback on what they think before I get back to more testing, right? And we just want to bring you guys along so you can hear what we're saying, and just we're 100% transparent about what we're doing here as far as our process. So let's see. I can go to the screen share here. We'll go to the mock draft simulator on Fantasy Pros. You want to do like we did yesterday? What, Cody, do we pick one from the 1, the 3, and the – what did we pick from yesterday?
1, 3, 7, 11.
Do you want to do that again?
Let's do it.
Or do you want to do different spots?
I mean, it's a different draft. Let's just do 1, 3, 7, 11 here. Super flex this time.
All right. Half PPR, super flex, 1 quarterback, 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 1 tight end, 1 flex, 1 kicker, 1 defense, 6 bench, 1 super flex. Drafting against the composite ADP of Yahoo Sports, RT Sports, Sleeper, and the pre-draft rankings from Yahoo, ESPN, NFL.com, along with all expert rankings on Fantasy Pros. I'll be using Superflex 3.0. Again, this is just test one. So if things go sideways, they go sideways, and we're going to fix it, right?
Allegedly.
We'll start here at the beginning. So we know it'll be a Josh Allen draft because he's going to take us here. So top-ranked players, Josh Allen, who we take at the 101. Let's see who falls was here at the 2-3. Oh, I love this start. Josh Allen, Ashton Jeanty, Nico Collins. Yes, sir. Okay, let's see what happens here. All right, so we got an interesting spot here. We got a choice to make at the 412 and 501. We wants to take Alvin Kamara at the 412, and then this gives us a choice between our guy James Trashman, his guy James Cook, who we just talked about, and Garrett Wilson. I tend to like to keep things balanced here and want to take Garrett Wilson. So we go have 2 running backs and 2 wide receivers. Fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up here to the next turn, like we talked about, sometimes Travion will fall. Now, this is super flex after all, but I love these next two picks too. Travion Henderson at the 612 and Xavier Worthy at the 701. Hmm. Now we just have to worry about whether quarterbacks have shifted, right? We're going to take Chris Olave and Javonte Williams at the 812 and the 901. Again, I'm just following the rules here of the cheat sheet that's been inputted into this. All right, so we're going to get our second, at least our second quarterback here at the 1012, 1101 turn. We're going to take Jaden Blue and Tua Tagovailoa. Now, we have not addressed tight end yet, and the cheat sheet wants us to actually go quarterback 3 here and then take David Njoku. We'll take Geno Smith at the 12-12 is our QB3, and David Njoku at the 13-01. So we have tight end filled and only one spot left. And now we have a choice between whether we want to go with a QB4 and Sam Darnold or whether we want to take Jaden Higgins, the rookie for the Texans. We have only four wide receivers, Nico Collins, Garrett Wilson, Xavier Worthy, Chris Olave. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs, and we have 3 quarterbacks. I think we take Higgins here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we take Higgins. So this team is Josh Allen at quarterback, along with the super flex guys of Tua Tagovailoa and Geno Smith. The running backs are Ashton Jeanty, Alvin Kamara, Travion Henderson, Javonte Williams, Jaden Blue. So we got the Dallas backfield basically locked up there, although Miles Sanders did return to practice today. The wide receivers are Nico Collins, Garrett Wilson, Xavier Worthy, Chris Olave, Jaden Higgins. The tight end is David Njoku. Let's auto draft a kicker and defense and see how this thing grades out. First place, 97 score.
Jeez.
Bang. Do we even need to do more? Just end on that thing here. Let's at least do another one. What do we say we do? 1, 5, 11, something like, or what do we say? What did we say we were doing, Cody?
1, 3, 7, 11.
1, 3, 7, 11. All right. So same thing here. We're going to start at the 3 and see what we get. This will be another one where we get a stud tight end, or I'm sorry, a stud quarterback to start at least. It's the ones at the back end of the draft where you sometimes feel a little bit hairy. We're going to take Jaden Daniels at the 103. At the 210, we have no choice. It tells us we have to take Malik Nabers. At the 303, we have a choice between Devon Achane and Nico Collins. I'm going to take Achane here to keep things evened up. At the 410, it wants us to take Jackson Smith and Jigba, so we'll go ahead and get that done. At the 503, we'll take Alvin Kamara. So nice and balanced so far. Dude, I like how this is running. Dude, this is so tough, man. I built this decision in, and it's tough for me every time. At the 610, do you want to take RJ Harvey or do you want to take Ted McMillan?
I have the same choice every time in the half sheet, so I want to know what Trash Man thinks.
I mean, based on this draft we already have, I'd take Harvey.
Okay, let's take Harvey. Maybe Ted will fall. Nope. But at the 703, we're going to take our fourth running back here, David Montgomery. Oh, we got to get we got to get some more. So this is a tough deal here. We should have taken Ted because this is going to be two more running backs here. I'm sure. Yeah, we're going to take Brian Robinson, Travis Etienne. Thank goodness,
Ricky.
All right, we're going to take two, and now we get two wide receivers here. So we're going to add them on, and these are actually two really viable ones. We will take Ricky Pearsall, and we'll take Jaden Reed. So this thing evens back out.
Man, Jaden Reed over Abuka?
I was looking at that.
Does that need to be changed?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I will make that change. It's no problem. I hadn't updated it since we got the, you know, this update's one I've been working on since Friday. So, yeah. I mean, I haven't taken the Jaden Reed stuff into account yet. We still need to get our super flex, and so we're going to take Michael Penix here, the 12-10. And then the cheat sheet once again tells us to take either Geno Smith or David Njoku. I think I just want to take Geno Smith here and then see if Njoku or Evan Ingram falls to me in the 13th or in the 14th. And if not, even if I can get a Hunter Henry, Dalton Kincaid, something like that. And neither of them fell. So I'm going to have to take Kyle Pitts here at my tight end. And so here's this team. It's Jaden Daniels at the quarterback, super flex of Michael Penix, Geno Smith. The running backs are Devon Achane, Alvin Kamara, RJ Harvey, David Montgomery, Brian Robinson, Travis Etienne. The wide receivers are Malik Nabers, JSN, Ricky Pearsall, Jaden Reed, and the tight end is Kyle Pitts. We'll auto draft a kicker and a defense and see how this thing scores out. Second place with a 93. So another good one there. 1-3, 7-11. Let's go to the 7 spot. 7. Super dude, test one's looking kind of good. I don't want to say it before I don't want to say too much before this one.
Don't fix it too hard.
Okay, so we have a choice here between Bijan Robinson and Jamar Chase at the 107. I tend to like to go with Jamar Chase, right? Do you guys like that?
Yeah,
okay. Oh my god, Bijan fell to the 206.
Oh my lord.
We start out Bijan, Jamar Chase. Are you kidding me? We're getting another share of Devon Achane here at the 307. We're going to he wants us to go running back again. It must know something like last time. At the 406, we take Jonathan Taylor. Gosh, what a start. At the 507, it wants us to take Garrett Wilson. So we start out Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson as the running backs. Chuba Hubbard, so our fourth running back here at the 606. Wants to take our fifth running back here, likes the value in R.J. Harvey at the 707. It's another deal where it gets kind of running back. This is a note I got to make. It gets running back heavy here in the 6th through the 8th round. So we can look into it. We'll see what happens here. Wants to take Caleb Johnson at the 806. We'll go ahead and take him. All right, a little bit of relief here with the wide receivers. We're going to take Jordan Addison at the 907. Now we have a choice between Jaden Blue and Stephon Diggs. I think given the state of this roster so far, we got to take Diggs. Okay, here are the 11th. Don't love it, but we'll take Tua as our quarterback. And the 12, it wants us to take Matthew Stafford as our quarterback 2. And then it wants us to take Michael Penix as a quarterback 3 before we address tight end. And then at tight end, again, we take Kyle Pitts. So this team is Tua Tagovailoa. This is from the 7. Tua Tagovailoa, Matt Stafford, Michael Penix, quarterback is Superflex. The running backs are Bijan Robinson, Devon Achane, Jonathan Taylor, Chuba Hubbard, R.J. Harvey, Caleb Johnson. The wide receivers are Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson, Jordan Addison, Stephon Diggs. The tight end is Kyle Pitts. Let's auto draft a kicker. And dude, if this isn't a good grade, I'm gonna kick the computer. A plus, 97 out of 100, first place. All right, let's go to pick 11, and we'll get out of here. pick 11.
That's a hard roster to beat, dude.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Some of these ones where you got to wait a little bit on quarterback and you can just load up with these guys, it's like there's not really that big. There's not really that big a difference. All right, so we don't have a choice with the 111. It's having us take Justin Jefferson here. With our next pick, we have a choice between Christian McCaffrey and Bo Nix. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm good on the McCaffrey stuff.
You want McCaffrey? What?
Let's take Bo.
You want to take Bo?
Yo.
Cody?
Yeah, I'm good with Bo.
All right, take Bo Nix here. And we get a stud running back here anyway, or we could. Do you want to take Josh Jacobs or Drake London? Kind of want to take London.
Drake.
Yeah, let's go zero RB for the first three.
Yeah. Oh, I hope this thing doesn't go sideways on us, because we're gonna start with Bo Nix, Justin Jefferson, Drake London, and AJ Brown at the 402.
Start puckering up, baby.
I'm puckering up, but at least we get a reasonable zero RB ish kind of RB one here in Chuba Hubbard at the 511. At this 602, it wants us to take Terry McLaurin.
I'd take Connor.
Okay, so we're getting a little bit of running back help here at the 7-8 turn. Isaiah Pacheco is who shows up for us here. And then I really wish this Jameson Williams thing wouldn't have happened, but it wants us to take Jameson Williams over Tony Pollard here by one spot. So let's take JMO. I trust the sheet. All right, well, getting a little bit of running back help here at least. We're going to take Jaden Blue at the 9-11. We're going to take Stephon Diggs at the 10-02. Now we're going to take our second quarterback here, Matthew Stafford, at the 11-11. The 12-12, Pittman. And then Luther Burden here at the end. So this one right here, I'll tell you what happened.
How many receivers was that? You could have took Rodgers.
Oh, I could have taken Rodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me take Rodgers there for sure. And then the tight end is Kyle Pitts again. So a lot of Kyle Pitts in these. That's one thing I'll need to address. The other thing I'll need to address is maybe take away that Bo Nix Christian McCaffrey decision, because we ended up here when one where we have to start two running backs, one flex, one super flex. We ended up with only three running backs, which is a problem.
Well, we had a couple situations where we could have taken.
Yeah. Yeah. Where we could have taken the running back and we didn't. So, still a meaningfully good roster here. So Bo Nix, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers here, Chuba Hubbard, Pacheco, Jaden Blue for the runners. The wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, Drake London, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, Jameson Williams, Stephon Diggs, Michael Pittman, tight end, Kyle Pitts. Let's auto-draft a kicker in D. It's probably going to be the worst one yet, but no. Dude.
With three running backs? Damn.
Because it still likes Hubbard and Pacheco a lot.
Just a 95 out of 100, even when it goes off the rails and even when we hate it, what the computer tells us is that's a more than viable one. We should have gone McCaffrey over Bo Nix. I'm going to go in. I'm going to make a change there. I'm going to make some few changes in the 6th to 8th round with bumping up a few wide receivers, getting down a few of these running backs through that area right there to make sure that this thing stays balanced. Still on the whole, running very balanced, PPR, half PPR, both running very balanced right now. It's the only tool that you'll need to get you through your fantasy football draft season. And once your fantasy football draft season's over, you're going to want our advice. You're going to want our advice for waivers. You're going to want our advice for help with your sit-start decisions. You're going to want help with your DFS. And you're going to want help with your player props and your prize picks and your underdog and all the rest of that stuff. We're there to help all season, but it starts with the ultimate draft cheat sheet. Magical, mystical, mythical, available only at rosterwatch.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.